Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. This week, we take you inside Yalas High School. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Yalas High School in St. Thomas opened its gates to students in 1967. It was upgraded to the Yalas Comprehensive High School in 1995 and renamed the Yalas High School in 1999. The institution has seen improvements in its performance over the years, under the watchful eye of new principal Mark Malarva and his committed staff.
The improvement of our curriculum, the improvement of our infrastructure, improvement of the discipline in the school, and the improvement of the academics of our students. Because sometimes we are seen as a school that does not perform well in academics, but that is changing.
Vice Principal Yalas High School, Robin Stone Thomas. The improvement in academics at the school, Mr. Thomas says, is all down to the hard work of the school's dedicated teachers, who continuously work to improve student performance.
We got a piece in the Gleaner just recently, where four of our students achieved 8 subjects in the CSEC exam. And previously we had a student who achieved 10 subjects. So we are growing and we are improving. And what we focus on is value added. The students that we get, we ensure that they achieve something before they leave. So if we get them on one level, by they leave, they have improved.
The institution's academic offerings not only benefit students, but also members of the community.
We have us joined together with HEART to offer the National Unattached Youth Program, where students who left lead school with just only one subject are allowed to come in and do courses in art, for example, housekeeping, food prep, and so on. So we are very involved in what is going on in the community. Parents come in, get involved, and they also get the opportunity to learn and make themselves employable.
The school has a mobile welding unit where students and community members get training in this vocational skill.
So right now we have 15 community members that are being trained in welding. Because as you know, sooner or later, the new highway that is proposed by the government will be running through St. Thomas. And we want to make our community members be able to get the opportunity to get a job. So they are being trained now. So when it's time to weld the bridge and so on, then they will have an opportunity to work on this project.
Vice Principal Yalas High School, Robin Stone Thomas. Mr. Thomas says there are plans to transform Yalas High into a full academy, the first of its kind in the parish. The ultimate aim for Yalas High is to uplift the parish through its skills training offerings. This week we close Jamaica's Promise with a poem by a student from Yalas High School.
Fry, boil, and make punch. Like Jamaica to man, my versatility is second to none. In a year, many people have a call for right across the island. I'm a Doris, the vice family. Me a old smiley. Still, I'm educating a little bit. From when I catch jungle, till now, you hear them a call lobster. I, none of that is history. Me never miss the night. So, me a beg you, make me a part of the national dish. Well, rice and peas are up. One of me not, one of me not. Where is your mom? I know you respond sweet. Sorry. So who them get the contract? Cause we want the contractor. But say we need the contractor. Come on, have to be a part of the national dish of work.
That's it for this week's Jamaica's Promise. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm or call 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.